Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
What's the name of the company?
We're a call center, ma'am. We service over 300 plus companies. Are you calling in reference to a charge?
Yes, an illegal charge.
Can I have your zip code?
91764.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Kathy August.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and can you verify the East D Street address?
1433 East D Street, Apartment 202 in Ontario, 91764.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and I did locate an account for our meal plan app. It's an app that you download that provides you with different recipe ideas if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle. Now, it looks as though
I did not sign up for that.
Did you take a survey to win a gas card?
No, I did not.
You didn't.
It was supposed to be for a shell. It was supposed to be for $2. Yeah, and it was supposed to be for $2.99.
Yes, ma'am. If you
not, no, $59.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what happened is that it was a sweepstakes entry, so it was no guarantee that you were going to be the winner. That's why we tell you that there's no purchase necessary, and if you do submit your credit or debit card, you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions. Now, I do show that you were charged. Now, if this is something that you like, we can definitely get it to you for $20 a month.
No, I don't want it. I didn't authorize the $59. It was supposed to be $2.99. I've already notified my credit card.
Have you filed a dispute?
Yes.
Okay, well, being that you filed a dispute, unfortunately, we can't process the refund.
What do you mean you can't process the refund?
Because you
illegally
you
took $59 out of my account and I only authorized $2.99. That's illegal.
Everything is explained within the terms and conditions. Unfortunately, it looks as though you may have overlooked those. Now, we would have
there
been able to process
there.
The refund.
It went from the card. It said I won $250 card because I picked boxes, and then it said it went to my credit card. It did not go to explain anything else, or I would not have signed up.
Yes, ma'am. And being that you stated that you've already filed a dispute, we can't issue a refund. You'd have to follow up with your financial institution.
And so when they follow up, then you're going to issue back my refund?
We'll provide them with any necessary documentation they require as to why you were billed.
Under false pretense.
They will be provided with the same information you were provided with. But your account is
canceled. You guys are a rip-off. You rip off people saying you need to pay $2.99, and then you take $59 out of their account.
And we also tell you on our website we're a money-back guarantee company. Had you contacted us before filing a dispute, we would have been able to issue you your refund.
Well, the dispute has not started yet. They told me to contact you first.
Well, then you need to give us a call back.
The dispute.
Well, then you need to give us, you would have to give us a call back with them on the phone, and they would have to confirm that there's no dispute, and then we can issue you a refund. But as it stands now, we cannot issue any refund. The only thing that we can do is cancel out your account.
And so when you cancel out my account, you don't refund my money?
No, ma'am. You just stop getting billed because this is something that's done monthly.